listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to Shoot the Defence on FNX, brought to you by My Sportswear and Save Association. I'm your host, Stel, and on this edition, I had the pleasure of talking to former Atletico Paranaense coach Bruno Pivetti. We spoke about the Brazilian national team, the Brazilian Serie A, and coaching in Brazil in general. And here it is. Okay, well, Bruno, thank you ever so much for coming on Shoot the Defence. It's very nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine, Stu, and for me, it's a pleasure to share my football ideas with your listeners.
Thank you very much, Bruno. Thank you very much.
I would like to thank you for the invitation.
Oh, it's an absolute
participating in this show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Good to have you on, my friend. Absolute pleasure. Well, Bruno, before we talk about Paranaense, tell us about your coaching journey and your education.
Okay, I'm a Brazilian coach, but I have a solid formation in European too, because I lived in Portugal in 2006 and learned a lot of Portuguese methodology named tactical periodization that is applied to top coaches in the world like Mourinho, André Villas-Boas. So I have the Brazilian's knowledge, but I wear to the knowledge in the European too. So I've been trying to apply this kind of methodology in Brazil for 10 years. And I had a good results in that kind of methodology because we have good talents here. And if you are able to organize them in a very strong collective game, we are unbreakable.
What do you think the main difference is between the Brazilian style and the Portuguese style of football?
I think Brazilian kind of football is only about the individual part of the player. And the Portuguese one try to organize them in the field in the best manner possible. You know, in Brazil we have a lot of talents. And for the last 30 years, all the coaches try to win the matches, focus only in the individual talent. Mm-hmm. In Portugal, as you don't have so many talents here like here in Brazil. So you need to have a very strong collective game to win the matches.
That's right. Now, you probably know this already, but Brazil are probably the most loved nation in the world when it comes to football. We know from the 1970s, from the 80s, the fantastic players like Garrincha, Pele, Zico, the list goes on. But what do you think the Brazilian football philosophy is? Is it winning? Is it entertaining? Or is it, as you said, focusing on the individuals?
No. Brazilian is focused in the in winning, but to win, always have the individual talent for that. So we have to have a lot of collective strength to develop the players and be able to combat all the nations of the world. So after the 7-1, the bad results in the World Cup, Brazilian's coach and Brazilian's manager starts to think about that. So we create a lot of courses to capacitate the coaches to develop to have a development of the collective part of the game. Because in Brazil history, we always win a focus in the individual talent. So we need to start to do the things in another way.
Now, I know that there's a lot of pressure for Brazilian managers and coaches to succeed. There's a lot of managerial instability, which we know if a manager loses the state championship but goes on to a very decent league run, they might get sacked anyway. So what is your take on the instability in Brazil for managers and head coaches?
That's the part of the managers, mm-hmm. the owners of the clubs don't have it's not able to do the best decisions because they are a lot of passionate, and in three matches if you have three loss they fired the coaches, and always the coach is the guilty of a bad result. So here in Brazil, it's very difficult scenario for the coaches develop a strength kind of work because you don't have time. So this kind of concern obligates the coaches to play only for the results. And all the matches here in Brazil, it's very difficult to entertain the people because it's sometimes it's a ugly games because all the coaches have a lot of afraid to lose their employee, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know you spent a little under 3 years at Atlético Paranaense. How would you describe your experience there?
It's a very organized club, and I like the experience to work with them because I worked with very good coaches here in Brazil named Paulo Autuori, and I learned a lot with him, and it's a very organized. I used to say that it's the European club here in Brazil. Because have a fantastic structure and fantastic ideas and a strong methodology of training. So it's a very good club here in Brazil, but don't have the budget of the great clubs of Brazil like Corinthians, Palmeiras, São Paulo, Flamengo. But it's a middle club that have a strength structure.
Mm. Well, you mentioned budget and finances. Do you think that's one of the obstacles preventing Brazilian clubs from developing youth players? I mean, I know that it's a very big nation and you do have a lot of quality players coming through over the years. But is that one of the main challenges coaches face in Brazil?
Yes, because we have here a lot of people practice football. So it's easy for us to get the talent because we have a strong football culture. So the main reason or the main way to individual up in the society is through the football. So we have a lot of practicing players in Brazil. So usually we have the best player of the world because we are a nation of 2,000 million of people. So we are very big and we have a lot of cultural diversity, and it facilitates the formation of our talents.
Mm. And I know the club had two players, namely Lucho Gonzalez and Eduardo, who both played in Europe. Did they make a big impact at the club? Are they influential?
Yes, I think it's the most professional player that I've ever met because he's a very strong professional, focused, and have a big talent too, and knowing the game best of no one. It's a very strong player that I have the pleasure of work with.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about the Brazilian national team. And I know that they've produced many exceptional players over the years. And, you know, they've got the World Cup coming up in 2018. And you've got Neymar and Gabriel Jesus are very exciting. Have Brazil improved a lot defensively?
Yes, I think our team improved defensively and improved the collective part of the game. Titi, it's a huge Brazilian coach, and he gets the organization of the team with this plus the touch of the player. We have a strong team again. I think it's one of the favorites to win the next World Cup.
I know he's got a very European style, hasn't he? He's not a typical Brazilian coach in his methods. Is he the right man, do you think?
I think it's a reflect of our reflections after the 7-1 against Germany here in the World Cup in Brazil. So we try to study a lot. We are very retrograde in the time, because when in European you have courses to teach the coaches here in Brazil, nowadays that we start with this kind of practice. So if we formate our coaches strongly and with our talents, we can do the best work in the world football again.
Do you think the players are mentally prepared? Because we know the likes of Neymar, Gabriel Jesus, Coutinho, they all play for big clubs in Europe. Do you think they're mentally strong to carry Brazil to win the World Cup?
Yes, I think these kind of players get the collective knowledge of the game in Europe. So to Neymar, Gabriel Jesus playing PSG or in Manchester City, they must to have a strong mental concern. So I think this kind of experience in our athletes cooperate with our performance, collective performance as a team in Brazil.
Great stuff. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Brazilian Serie A. And I know Corinthians are 10 points ahead of Grêmio, and they've got a very familiar name up front, and that's Colin Kazim Richards. We know all about him in the UK. How well has he done?
I played against Kazim when he was in Curitiba. It's a very funny player, and I have a success in Corinthians too. In the last match, he scores a goal, and all the people here in Brazil like them, like him. And Corinthians nowadays is the best organized team of Brazil, and I think in the last round they will be a champion here in Brazil.
Excellent. And I know Brazil has produced many exceptional players over the years. Grêmio have a 21-year-old called Arthur, I believe. Can you see him being the next Coutinho? Is he the next best thing to come out of Brazil, do you think? Or is it someone else?
Yes, I think nowadays here in Brazil, the best organized clubs are winning the tournaments. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important scenario for us, because the importance of the collective game is a typical concern here in Brazil nowadays. And we are in agreement with our talents and put them in the best performance possible. So we have the Arthur in Grêmio that have a strong youth formation. And nowadays we can develop the talent and the collective organization.
Wonderful, wonderful. And one more thing, Bruno. In England, there is a very big problem with coaches. It's very expensive to get your coaching badge, and not many clubs like to take gambles on coaches, which is why many go to America, go to Australia, go to all different parts of the world to become coaches. What is the perception of English coaches in Brazil, and would you like to coach in England?
Yes, it's a dream to coach in England, but and I have an Italian passport, so I able to make the all European transitions. So I think that the England coaches are great coaches, and I like it a lot of Premier League, because it's the most attractive one in the world mainly for the diversity of ideas, because you have Guardiola, you have Mourinho, you have Klopp, so it's a very diversity of ideas, and I think that kind of issue produces creativity. So it's the most important league of the world, because they're very competitive with a lot of good ideas, because You could enjoy more the game of Guardiola than Mourinho, but another people like more Mourinho than Guardiola. I think it's a league that attends all kind of issues, all kind of preferences. So I think all the coaches in England must to enjoy this scenario to get a lot of new ideas to improve themselves as a coach.
Absolutely. Well, Bruno, thank you ever so much for your time, my friend. Before I let you go, would you like to tell our listeners if they can follow you maybe on Twitter? Do you have an account?
It's Bruno _ Pivetti, Pivetti.
Fantastic. Well, Bruno, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I can have you back on the show again and we can talk more about the Brazilian football.
Okay, I appreciate my participation, and I would like to thank you still for the invitation. For me, it's a pleasure to share my football ideas with your listeners, and I'm sorry my English is not the perfect one, but I believe that we can communicate in this form, okay?
Bruno, your English is fantastic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bruno. You have a good afternoon, sir. You take care now.
Okay, see you.
Ciao.
Good afternoon, see you another time.